You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
I'm Mindy Molina, Investment Advisor Rep, Licensed Insurance Agent, and Fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
And we want to welcome you to Wednesday Live. It is right now 11:01, and we are so glad you're listening. Keep your dial set right there on 89.9, and you are listening to the Good News Station. Well, we do have a guest that was brave enough to travel a great distance to weather the Florida storm. I don't know. Did you hit rain this morning, Chip?
It was like a hurricane.
Hurricane. It was pretty wild earlier this morning. You traveled from New Jersey?
No. Yeah, somewhere in Orlando, Jersey.
Okay. Well, I know there's a lot of northerners up there, so I figured you had a little bit of traffic to get through, but we are so glad to have Chip Moore with us today, and he's from Turning Point USA, and we're going to be talking some more about a great event that's coming up down in Palm Beach, and you do not want to miss this event. It's called the Believers Summit. Here I am, and let's just give an intro for that from the very beginning.
So the Believers Summit is going to be on July the 26th through the 28th. It's going to be a part of Turning Point USA, TPUSA Faith, more specifically. It's going to be open to believers and pretty much anyone from the entire United States to come down to West Palm Beach, gather together for 3 days of truly epic worship. We're going to be breathing into a lot of pastors that are going to be coming. We're going to have some really, really, truly epic speakers along with an awesome concert.
All right, and this is a conference for the entire body of Christ and even those outside the body of Christ.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great event, so I can't wait, Chip, to get into a little more of that story as we move along, and my headphones just decided to quit working here. There we go. I unplugged it. And, of course, our own David Francoeur is here this morning.
I certainly am.
You're totally here?
Every cell that I brought with me.
Good. And Karen, who always reminds us that she is in person.
Yes. Really. Always in person.
Always in person. And, of course, I want to just promote a little bit. David, you have Frontline.
Frontline, yes, every Monday live, 11
o'clock.
To noon, yes.
Great program. You are hosting that, and it is growing in listening attendance. And if you have not tuned in for that program, you will want to do that, because, Dave, you just had Vicki Davis, Supervisor of Election.
Martin County Supervisor, yes.
That's excellent. And we might just throw out the word, if you're in Palm Beach County, down south, Dade Broward, you're up in Indian River, Okeechobee County, St. Lucie, and you would like to get a little more promotion for what's going on in your county, because all of those areas are hometown for us.
Amen. Yes.
So I know we're talking into 12 counties right now as we're on air. So that's a great thing. God's given us, I like to say, a big mouth for God.
Absolutely.
So, but we would love to be able to make available various events. You may have positions on your local county commission seats, or maybe there's volunteer positions, and occasionally we read those. Martin County is really good. They get it to us, and we stay on top of that. And what we're seeing is more and more in the body of Christ, people are able and they want to get up off their seats and get their hands involved in making a difference. And so it's a good time to do that. Karen, do you have any mail?
I don't have mail, but I have one.
You have something,
like
okay.
A PSA.
Okay.
From this, it's called SHARE.
SHARE.
High School School Exchange Program. And I'm just going to read their little blurb here. It says, think globally, act locally. International high school exchange students from Europe and Asia need host families by August 31st to share America with them. Families, with or without children at home, are able to choose their own student, and students arrive with their own insurance and spending money. You can call SHARE today for more information at 800-941-3738. So if you want to host a foreign student, I haven't heard about this for years. I know when we were growing up, you know, you always heard about the exchange students. I guess because I don't have kids, so I'm not really living in that world. But, if you'd like to host a student from another country, then this would be a good way to do that.
Karen, we've had families over the years that were involved in, I don't know if this is just one organization that's doing this, and we really don't know the organization, but over the years as a pastor, we've had families that have had exchange students, and many of them were not really familiar at all with the Word of God, with church. They were curious. They wanted to know, how are things in the United States, and what do you do as a family? Mm-hmm. They want to get involved and sort of maybe immersed a bit in our culture, and a part of that was introducing them to Christ. Mm-hmm. And so this is another one of those things that as a local family of faith, you could prayerfully consider doing. And it would be like a mission project where you can actually plan to invest your lives into someone else that could make a huge difference in another family. So it is a great thing to look at. One more time, how would people get information?
They can contact them at 800-941-3738. And that's, now this is all over the nation.
Sure, it's national.
But they'll connect you with the Southwest Regional Director, which is Yvette Kaufman, 800-941-3738. And of course, you can call WCNO. We can give you that information. Mm-hmm. And I will put this on the community calendar.
Okay.
For those that maybe are not listening right now.
And perhaps we would be able to get that onto the webpage for people who might want to be able to just go to our webpage and pull that up. Dave, what do you have?
I have a prayer request from one of our longtime givers and a good brother in Christ, Trent, who's asking us two things. Pray for his wife for her salvation.
Yes.
Also, he has very painful tendonitis in one of his thumbs, right hand, and asking for prayer for healing. So
why don't we lift that up?
Let's
right now.
Just lift it up.
Let's
Father, we thank you for Father. Trent, for his faithful heart, his loving heart toward his wife. And Lord, he has been over the years so faithful in lifting her up for salvation. And we continue to join him in that. And we just know, Lord, you, that Father. You are moving in her life.
Yes, Father.
That you are passionately proclaiming your word and the truth of Christ into her heart. And one day she will hear that. And she will receive him. She'll repent and be saved. We also pray for our brother, the healing of the thumb on his right hand, Lord, to continue to work to get this tendonitis gone and fully restore his thumb to all of its functioning. And Lord, I have the same issues, so I know exactly what it's like when the healing comes. Bless our brother in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Karen, why don't you just give a little information on how people can get a hold of the station to get more information out about their church, their projects, things that are coming up?
Yes.
Community calendar is a big thing here.
Yes, it
and
is.
And we would like more information to give.
We would like more announcements.
More announcements. There you go.
So the community calendar, again, is a free service that we provide to the community for your church, your nonprofit, if you have an event going on or a garage sale or bake sale or whatever you have going on at your church that's free and open to the public, we'll be happy to announce that for you at no cost to you. And the community calendar airs 6 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday.
So, which is a great time. I mean, those are prime drive times, both times. And, you know, Karen, a lot of times people call in and they think, well, I have to have money to be on the station to do this. But this is a service that we provide to the body of Christ. And actually, there's parachute church organizations that we also are wide open to promote, maybe missions organizations, home groups, other things. So please keep WCNO in mind, because we're here to lift up the arms of the leaders, and so Amen. it's a great opportunity to do that. Well, Chip, we're going to kind of split things up here this morning. So, great to have you in studio. This is not your first time to WCNO, so you know you're family now. So that means if the kitchen needs cleaning, we'll let you help out.
No problem. Better with windows.
Better. Well, actually, I did see it looked like a bird got too close to one of our. I'm sorry. Please keep your dial set at 89.9. You are going to want to hear what's going to be said today, because it will be important. But Chip, it's awesome to have you with us. I know you had joined, I think, Dave, maybe on a front line back some recent weeks back.
A few weeks ago.
And so Pastor Sam Chess, who is a dear friend of mine, actually we went to college together, and also a dear friend of this ministry. He and his congregation, Grace Emmanuel, have been a tremendous support to this ministry. We've basically just gone through a whole rebuilding process with new equipment, our transmitter out at the towers, brand new, that's been replaced after 30-some years. In here, this is new. We're new software. Everything's coming in. And Grace Emmanuel, as a church, their mission organization, their church, the pastor, the whole gang, and it's awesome. We have some other churches that are planning to step in as well to be a part of this ministry, and our desire is to be missional and truly to do that Aaron and her did, and lift up the arms of the pastor. So that's great. So Chip, we want to start with, who is Chip Moore, and how did you get where you are with Turning Point? And then we are going to have almost a ridiculous skit from Ma. Well, Ma and Paul's going to join us. You may not know him.
Oh, my.
I'm going to apologize in advance because we could hardly sit in our seats earlier today. But anyhow, Ma and Paul's going to come into the studio, and they're going to misbehave today.
Okay.
A little bit. But, I shouldn't say that. But we're going to start with, who is Chip Moore?
So thank you for having me here today, and I'll also reiterate what you said about Grace Emmanuel. They are one of the churches that are immensely plugged in with TBUSA Faith. Love Pastor Chess, love all of them that are there, and they are absolutely amazing. As for me, I was a police officer in Metro Atlanta, retired. Not willingly retired. My wife was an executive with a department store, and I came home from work one day. And when I got home from work, I laid down in the bed, and my wife got up, and she was very, very upset, screaming all around the room. Finally was able to calm her down. She had lost her eyesight. And it was just instantaneous, completely unexpected. And she made quite a bit more than I did. And that salary instantly disappeared. And I tell you all this because I want to show you where I'm coming from.
You're telling me you came home and your wife went blind in one day?
Yep, overnight.
Overnight?
Yep. Good news is she has her sight back, but we didn't know what was happening back then. But I had to retire to take care of her. You know, we had our kids, were in private schools. I ended up bringing them home and homeschooling them, taking her to the doctor twice a day, 7 days a week, because nobody knew what was wrong with her. It took about 6 months. But I retired from the police department early to be able to take care of her. Ended up driving rideshare in the middle of the night. My mother-in-law would come over, sit with her at night. I would take her during the day to the doctor, school my kids, do rideshare in the middle of the night just to pay bills for the next day. Got so desperate that I passed out at church one day, because that was the only place I could go to get a respite from it. And I was painting a wall. And when I woke up, the pastor was standing there, and he said, you know, tell me what's going on, because I told nobody. And this is why I tell everybody that I come across, you don't know what somebody's going through.
That's good.
You never have any idea, because I had told nobody at the church. Well, when he mentioned that to me, everything started coming out. You know, everything that, you know, we'd been going through, our house was in foreclosure twice. We lost both of our cars. And a very good friend of mine came to me and offered me to sell real estate. So he paid for my realtor fees. He paid my dues. He even had a closing the week that I got my license. He gave me a closing that he had. I had $7,000 in the bank. Didn't know what to do with myself. Wow. But I started selling real estate, found out that I was really good at it. Started up a team of, by the time I was done, I had 82 agents selling in Georgia, Florida, South Carolina. My first year, I sold 46 homes, and it was like God had just given us everything back that we had lost.
Praise God.
And then in January 2021, I was sitting at a red light, and a car hit me in the back end, a big truck, and pushed me out in front of a tractor trailer. And I woke up probably about 30 minutes after the accident because they were trying to cut me out of the car. And all I could think was, God, why did you do this?
Yeah.
We had to go through everything with my wife. And now that everything with my wife is over, now we're going to be, I'm going to die on this street right here. It didn't seem fair.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when I bartered with God. I started bartering. Mm-hmm. You ever do that? God, if you please just let me get through this, I will do whatever it is you tell me to do. Yeah. And I'm living proof to say, if you ever say that to him, you better mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Good point.
Because I made it through in the hospital 5 or 6 months. I'm still to this day dealing with issues from that wreck. But October of last year, October 2022, I woke up in the middle of the night. We were living in Georgia, and God had spoken clearly, told me to move to Florida, and that he had something waiting for me. And I got up to go down the hallway to tell my wife. She was 4 o'clock in the morning, kind of out of ordinary for her that she wasn't in the bed. And I got halfway down the hall, and she stopped me. And she said, God's been talking to me for about a month. You're about to say something that's going to change our life, right? And I'm like, wow. Well, yeah. I mean, I still to this day get chill bumps about it. And I told her, and she was like, okay, that's it. So within 3 weeks, our house was sold. We had a cash deal that came in. We listed our house the next day, put all of our stuff in storage, started driving to Florida. My wife was like, we forgot a detail. And I'm like, well, we have both kids. We've got both dogs. Everything we own's in storage. What did we forget? She said, where are we going to go? Because we had forgotten to think about where we're going to move to Florida.
That minor detail, right?
So we lived in a hotel for about 8.5 weeks. We finally found a rental property. And then someone the very next day, who's friends with Charlie Kirk, called me and said, Turning Point USA is looking for somebody in Florida. And I'm like, well, I don't know why you're calling me. I own a real estate company. I have no interest. I don't need the money. And that's when they told me about the mission of TPUSA Faith. And the mission of TPUSA Faith is to equip, empower, and engage Christians, pastors, and faith group leaders all across this country to bring back biblical conservatism to this nation. And it was at that moment I knew that this was why I was here in Florida. And I immediately applied. Applied on, I think, a Friday. Monday, they interviewed me. Wednesday, I was sitting in my office going, what have I done? I don't have time for this. But yeah, I found that it was such an important mission, because here's the thing about the mission at TPUSA Faith. The way that I look at it is, a lot of people think we're political. I would think that, or I would say that we're not political at all. We talk about moral issues. You know, there's so many issues out there in society right now that have been politicized by the media and by others. Those are just really moral issues. Mm-hmm. But bigger scope than that is, we've been given something in this country that is so very, very unique. Mm-hmm. And that's the ability for me as a Christian to walk out and share my faith in any way, mm-hmm. any form, any fashion that I like without having to worry about any kind of repercussions.
Yeah.
And if we don't do what we need to do in this country right now to fight for these freedoms that we've been given by our founding fathers, you know, if we're still here in 200 or 300 years as a human race, if we're here, I don't know whether we will be or not.
Yeah.
But if we don't do everything right now in this country, we're going to lose those rights.
Yeah.
And how many people will eventually end up dying and going to hell because we didn't do what we needed to do in 2024?
Okay. Now, we're going to continue, but we want to talk about a conference coming up, Turning Point. You just shared a little bit of intro to the mission of Turning Point USA, the Believers Summit that's coming.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
So the Believer Summit's coming up. It's going to be in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
And I guess the easiest way to call it is, I mean, we're living in a time in this country right now where we are needing to band together as Christians.
Yeah.
You know, I say it all the time, and I get a lot of weird looks and funny looks from people when I say the world is in the shape that it's in because of Christians. Because we have for so long wanted to be the loving ones, the quiet ones. We've forgotten our voice. And as we sat on the sidelines, we've had all of this stuff happen around us, and now it's to the point of where nobody, we just don't know what to do. So the Believer Summit is almost a time for a call of unity or for biblical truth, to realize that we have unshakable faith, that we are going to proclaim our faith boldly in this culture that we're living in, to counteract the prevailing, the woke narratives that are out there, and these things that are being forced upon our children and upon us, that we have very deep-rooted convictions against. And this is a conference that is hopefully going to empower Christians to remember that we are the loudest voice, mm-hmm. and we serve the mightiest God and the only God. And this is our opportunity to come together as one.
So this is coming up in West Palm Beach, July the 26th through the 28th. Now, where is this going to be located in Palm Beach?
It's going to be at the West Palm Beach Convention Center.
The West Palm Beach Convention
Center. Right in downtown. Okay. We've had a couple of events there before, Starting Point USA. It's going to be there. Wow. We have several hotels that are around that are partnering with us, but it is... It's going to be an amazing event. You know, my boss, Charlie Kirk's going to be there. Then we're also going to have several powerhouse speakers. You know, Jack Hibbs is going to be there, Jensen Franklin, John Amichukwu, several other just really big names of pastors are going to be coming in, as well as some political figures are going to be coming in to speak to the group.
So this is really, it's an opportunity for the body of Christ to come together, strengthen our faith, and figure out how we can connect better with the Father, with each other, and with the mission that God's given us.
100%.
Yeah, that's tremendous, tremendous. So this is coming up pretty quick in July. It's coming right up. And we're going to jump to a spot right now, if we can do that, Chip, because we are going, we're actually rotating this around the clock here at WCNO. And when you hear it, I want you to connect with our interview today to understand this is what we're talking about when you hear this spot. So let me just jump to it right now.
Hey everybody, I'm Charlie Kirk. I'm excited to invite you to the Believers Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida this July 26, 27, 28. The summit is more than an event. It is a mission to empower Christians across America to stand courageously for truth. Join us for an inspiring lineup of speakers, including Jensen Franklin, Ali Stuckey, Frank Turek, John Amichukwu, and so much more. We'll provide you with the practical knowledge and strategies to boldly live your faith with grace and conviction, deeply rooted in the gospel. Register now at tpusafaith.com/believers. I'll see you there.
All right, so now's a good time to register and get connected with this conference that's coming up. There are a lot of seats available, right?
There's a good many seats, and right now, especially, we're running a special on the registration. So if you go to the website today, I don't know how long it's going to last, but you're able to get registration for the entire event, general admission, for only $20.
Unbelievable.
$20 for a three-day conference is completely and totally unheard of. And additionally, if there's pastors out there that are listening and you would like to join in and you would like to come, it would be my honor to offer you as a pastor, to you and your spouse, free VIP tickets. You can contact the station, I guess.
Sure.
And then they can put you in contact with me and we'll be able to get you free VIP tickets as a pastor, or if you're a church leadership on staff,
right.
You'll be able to come as well. But it's $20 for the general public. I mean, that's
very affordable.
Yeah.
Very affordable. All right, so pastors, listen up. This is really, it's a great opportunity for you and your staff, your key staff, to make plans right now. And so get that date on your calendar if you don't have it already, July the 26th through the 28th. What hours during the day? How does this work? Is this like on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? What is the schedule?
So these dates are Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Right, and Friday after the event will start sometime Friday afternoon.
Okay.
The agenda still hasn't been worked out yet, but then all day Saturday we're going to have a general session. Then we'll also have several breakout sessions.
Okay.
Where you'll be able to pick and choose which one you want to go to. And then we're going to have a concert Saturday night with some pretty big name performers.
Okay.
But I haven't been authorized to tell who it is yet.
You can't tell.
I can't say yet.
Now keep our number. Number. Now we don't want to be the last one to know.
Exactly. And then Sunday morning is going to be, you know, we're going to have a morning service. And then we're going to also have a few speakers come in on Sunday morning. Then we'll be turning out probably about 1 o'clock.
Awesome. Okay. So that gives us a little bit of an idea with that. All right. Well, this is coming up in July. So I want to talk a little more about Turning Point in just a few moments. We want to kind of go to the foundation of that. How did Turning Point come to be, and why it exists? You've already mentioned that some, but we want to talk some more about that. And then we want to get to the topic of how can pastors, churches connect with Turning Point, and what does Turning Point have to offer to leaders in the body of Christ, and how we can together be more effective in reaching our generation. But right now, Ma and Paul have shown up in the studio, and I already, you know, many of our people are familiar with Ma and Paul. If you're not, they're from Bickers Corner, and Bickers Corner is somewhere.
Somewhere in Florida.
It's somewhere in Florida.
Nearby.
We know that. We're not sure exactly, but, well, Ma and Paul love to celebrate events that are important in their family, and they also enjoy drawing their friends into those special celebrations. I've known Ma and Paul for years. They have been a part of WCNO family for quite a while, and I have really appreciated their faithful support. They're both special friends to me and my family, and there's a rumor going around that they want to do something special for my birthday. Well, I hope they don't plan a big shimbang. You know, I appreciate their loving hearts, but I don't want them to go overboard. I mean, I'm pretty sure that Ma has the ability to keep things from getting out of control, out of hand. But Paul, well, I'm not quite sure about him.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Well, yeah, I actually got 20 minutes. I'm doing a perm on my hair, and that's how long I got to wait before the next step.
Well, that explains the awful stench in the house. For a minute, I thought a skunk had been run over by a lawnmower and caught fire. You know, that did happen to me a while ago.
Well, why don't you move over that open window and grab up a lung full of fresh air? And if you got something to talk about, stop wasting our time.
Oh, my, that's a whole lot better. So, anyway, came to me that old Jonathan at WCNO is having a birthday this week. I thought we might get our heads together and come up with some kind of celebration, but I can wait till your head is fully transformed into the Brillo pad on steroids.
Oh, very funny, Pa. So, if you want to consider some kind of celebration, let's get down to business. What you got in mind?
I was thinking of some kind of event that would honor him. You know, he's been quite busy for the Lord over the years. He's a pastor. He's also president of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. He's also general manager of WCNO. And probably the Lord's given him some upper-level management position with the Second Coming. So he does a lot for the Lord, but he's quiet about it, you know? He doesn't like to have praise heaped on him because he'd rather God get the glory. I like that about him. But on the other hand, I'll bet he'd be blessed to have a birthday party with a, you know, a certain level of appreciation for his faithfulness.
Well, I suspect you might be correct, Pa. But you're getting that look in your eyes that tells me you're about to go completely overboard in them plans.
Now, just listen. Because with any event like I'm thinking about, you got to get the stage. And you got to set that stage for the theme. So, here's the general outline. First, we invite his family and friends, folks from his church, WCNO staff, and any local pastors he's close to. Then, we set up a big tent on the East 40. Thankfully, I believe I've got them fire ants under control. And then yours truly starts the event off with a passionate preamble about how we're thankful for old Jonathan's life and ministry. And then, after everybody's been amped up, I flip open the tent flaps, and old Jonathan comes flying in on the zip line.
Oh, Pa, wait just a minute. Do you know, if he's in the kind of condition to do a zip line, I mean, he's not exactly a spring chicken, not sure what his age is, but I know he's younger than us. But you know those G-forces generated by a zip line can injure some folks with a delicate constitution.
Yeah, I did wonder about that. Thought of an alternative, though. He can come in riding our cow, Matilda. She's real gentle, as you know. In fact, let's just set it up that way. And we'll play some majestic music, you know, like in some of the movies where the king comes into his throne room. We'll dress him up in a gold cape and one of them Burger King crowns. And old Matilda will just traipse into the tent with him on her back. Oh, the folks will love it.
I don't know, Pa.
And I'll have some folks dressed up as attendants to come up and help old Jonathan off Matilda, and then they'll seat him on his throne.
Throne? Where are you going to get a throne?
Well, you remember that old porta potty we bought when we were when we were renovating our bathrooms in the house. I can take off the door, cover the insides in gold spray paint, and Viola a throne.
Pa, I don't think
so. We can get the high school marching band to come in and blast out a couple of good old traditional Christian hymns.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but they reduced the school budget last year. Now the marching band consists of a beat-up tuba, a piccolo, and a glockenspiel with several plates missing.
Oh, I forgot. Well, maybe old Caleb Frankenblatz could work up a few tunes on his harmonica.
Well, old Caleb's in the hospital. Last weekend, he played at the Moose Lodge, and he worked his lips so hard they had to put him in traction.
Oh, my. Well, I'd like to see that set up. Well, I guess I'll just have to work on that part, but that's just the beginning.
Hold up a minute. Pa, I really do appreciate your thoughtfulness and your wanting to make old Jonathan's birthday one to remember and also to honor him. But I wonder if planning something, you know, quieter and less involved would not bless him more.
You mean throttle back on the festivities? Well, I've got at least 5 hours of planning under my belt already. I haven't said anything yet about the Blue Angels flyover, the catered meal from Chick-fil-A, old Red Gilpin's banjo band playing dance music after the meal, oh, and the fireworks to close off the event. There's still a lot of work we got to do here, Ma.
Pa, I know you put a lot of time into this because you really love old Jonathan as a brother in Christ and all, but you and I both know that he's a humble man. I don't believe an event like you're talking about would really bless him. And you do want him to be blessed on his birthday, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, of course. It's just his witness of godly service and faithfulness is something I wanted to underscore in the theme of the party. You know, I thought everyone would understand that we'd be giving glory to God after all.
Well, I really do see what you're seeing, Pa. But let's not put old Jonathan in that position of being embarrassed by all the honor you want to heap on him. Let's just do something simple and loving to celebrate his birthday.
Okay, of course. You know, as always, Ma, you're right. Okay. So how about we just come by the station and sing happy birthday to him and give him a card and take him out to lunch?
Now that sounds just about right.
All right. All right. Just going to miss seeing old Jonathan flying into that tent on that zip line. Big grin on his face. His arms outstretched in joy and celebration.
Well, you can still see all that when we sing happy birthday to him, which makes me think we should practice that right now. We ain't sung together in quite a spell. What do you say?
I guess you're right. So, all right, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jonathan. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Not bad, Pa.
Very good.
I think he'll like that.
Yeah, I think he will, but I ain't going to quit my day job. Yeah, I mean, your wisdom has again saved me from a heap of work. Thanks, Ma. I guess I'll have to call the high school bandmaster and cancel the party gig. You know, they were able to add one other instrument to the band.
Really? Which one?
Well, when Tom Creighton retired from WCNO, he gave them his kazoos. Well, they've been working up some special kind of halftime spectacle with kazoo music. Don't tell the bandmaster, but I thought it sounded like someone upset a hornet's nest. Reminded me of the time I did something like that. I swelled up so bad I looked like the Michelin Man's brother.
Well, well, well. I certainly am grateful. Thank you, Ma and Pa. For Christian brothers and sisters like Ma and Pa here, I'm also thankful that, Ma, you were able to talk Pa out of the extravaganza he was planning. Not only would it have put a lot of pressure on them, but to be frank, it would have had too many moving parts to enable me to enjoy my friends and family. I have noticed that when we truly love someone, we are sensitive to what really gives them joy. For some, a big, involved event might be just what they're looking for, might be the ticket. And for others, a quiet celebration is in order.
Any event born out of love for another is an opportunity to involve the Lord in the beginnings of the planning. There's no one more capable of using us to bring a great blessing into someone's life than Jesus. Mm-hmm. This approach is guaranteed to bring the greatest and richest outpouring of the Holy Spirit on everyone involved. Mm. Law and Paul, you've done it up quite right. And so I think that's the grandest birthday celebration that I've ever had at WCNO. So thank you very much for that.
Yes.
Well, and if you're just listening, we'll try to get back to the discussion of the hour. And Chip, hopefully we didn't lose you in the process of Ma and Paul coming in.
I still have the visual of that throne. I can't get that out of my mind. And I'm not sure how to follow up with that.
Well, we're going to give you an opportunity to follow up with that if you really want to do that. That would be all right.
Oh, no, I'm okay.
Well, talk to me about Turning Point. How did it come into being and why?
So Charlie Kirk is our founder. He was 18 years old in college, and he was in a class, and the professor was trying to tell him something that he knew was not constitutional. He stood up against the professor and turned into a big debate. And Charlie decided that he just did not want a part of that, so he backed out of college, and that's when he began Turning Point USA. So the whole purpose of Turning Point USA is to, the main part of Turning Point, is to work with high school and college students to promote the fact that America is the greatest country, capitalism is the greatest type of economy, that the Constitution, aside from the Bible, is the most perfect and well-written document written by man, and those are the values that they promote at Turning Point. Well, during the during the pandemic, pastors started calling Charlie. Turning Point was about 10 years old at that point, and they said, "Charlie, they're wanting me to shut down my church. What do I do?" And that's when Charlie realized that the pastors and the Christians that are out there didn't understand the Constitution any better than the high school and the college students.
Mm.
So that was the birth of TPUSA Faith. And what we do is when we go and meet with a pastor, we have several different programs that we offer, but our main focus and our main point is to embolden that pastor, to be able to give that pastor resources, to be able to give that pastor, if he needs support, if he needs encouragement. You know, I've had pastors that I work with here in Florida that, you know, they were like, I really want to talk about this, but I can't lose my 501c3,
right,
which is not a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I even had discussions on separation of church and state. I even had one pastor that was like, I really want to preach this message, but I don't know how my congregation's going to take it.
Mm.
So he asked me to come sit on the front row, like literally on the front row. And I'm like, that's fine, pastor. And he says, I'm going to preach to you. And I'm like, to me? He's like, I'm not going to look at anybody else, because if I do, I'm not going to get through this.
Wow.
So I went to the church. I sat down on the front row. Wow. And he was literally preaching at me. About midway through, he stopped. And the pastor, he was literally shaking all over, because he knew that God was telling him and he needed to preach this message, but he didn't know how it was going to be received. So I got up. I'm surprised security didn't tackle me, but I got up, walked up on the stage, put my hand on his shoulder, and I said, Pastor, you can do this. And I stood there with him the whole time he preached, and that was one of the most powerful messages to this day that I believe I've heard. And the whole congregation was on their feet by the time he was done.
Wow.
They've been waiting for that. They've been waiting for that boldness from that pastor.
I believe this is important to get out, and I believe many pastors need to hear what you just shared.
Amen to that.
That the people are waiting to hear the truth.
And I completely agree, because here's the thing, and I've talked to a lot of pastors here in Florida and across the nation, because I was the regional representative for Florida. I've since been promoted, and my position now is a senior strategic manager. I cover the whole country, manage all of the regional managers all over the United States. But the one thing that I relate to these pastors is the churches, you know, if you're having a problem at your home, if you're having a problem with your kids, you know, you're going to come to the pastor. If you're having a problem with your spouse, you're going to come to the pastor. Business, come to. So, pastor, why is it that you don't have an answer ready if they come to you and go, who do I need to vote for?
Mm.
What do I need to vote about? What does this mean when they talk about this? And I go into the voting booth, before I pull that lever, what should I do? You know, you got to be the leader in all aspects of their lives, because they're looking to you.
Right. Right. That's tremendous. Once again, we are talking with Chip Moore today, and Chip, you are with Turning Point USA, And there is a tremendous conference that's coming to Palm Beach County, and that's coming up in July. Tell us a little bit about the conference.
So it's going to be 3 days, July 26th, 27th, 28th, down at the West Palm Beach Convention Center. It's going to be it really is going to be an amazing and epic time. We have a big event that's for conservatives in general. It's called AmFest that happens in Phoenix, Arizona. Last year we had around 17,000 people there. This is going to be AmFest, but for believers, and it doesn't. Okay. You don't have to be a believer. Mm-hmm. Anybody can come. We'd love to welcome anybody in. Doesn't matter what denomination you are. This is not about denominations. I like to tell people it's not about whether you sprinkle or whether you dunk. Just come on in and let's have a conversation.
There you go.
And that's what we're all about. You know, we're just coming in to praise God.
So how can people register? Where do our listeners need to go today?
The easiest thing to do is go to our website, tpusafaith.com. Once you're there, then you'll see a link for Believer Summit. Just click on that link. It'll give you all the information you know. It even has a list of all the speakers that will be there. And then there's a little box on there where you can register.
All right. Now we want to talk about some of the events that's going to take place at the Believer Summit, some of the speakers in particular, and maybe you have some information. I know there's going to be some amazing worship that's going to take place, and I believe there's a concert as well, and so what can people expect?
So there's the speakers are going to be ranging from a lot of different pastors. Jensen Franklin's going to be there. Obviously, Charlie Kirk, my boss, is going to be there. Allie Beth Stuckey, a pastor named John Emachukwu that we've had on traveling all over the United States on the most woke school board tour in America. We've actually had him on three school boards here in Florida in the last few months. And then also David Barton. I don't know if you're familiar with David Barton from Wall Builders. Sure. Is going to be there. Jonathan Isaac, the basketball player, is going to be there to be speaking with everybody. Pastor Alan Jackson, he's a pastor out of a church in Tennessee, is going to be there. David Englehart from New York. And then several other different pastors will be there to talk. Victoria Robinson is going to be there. Morgan McMichael, Pierre Wilson, who's the head of Blexit. I mean, it's just all, you know, very, very intense speakers that are going to really be speaking some really loud truths to everybody. It's going to be amazing.
Right, so we're dealing with some real crises in our nation at this time, and I know some of our families have been impacted by the whole gender misinformation that's taking place, and of course Turning Point USA is boots on the ground because you believe there's hope for America. Why?
I believe there's hope for, we believe that there's hope for America specifically because we believe in the church.
There you go.
We serve an awesome God. Our God is more mighty than anything that can be put out there. We as Christians have no need to be afraid. We have no need to be feel like we're being shamed. You know, we come in the name of we come in the name of Jesus. Well, I mean, what else do you need? You know, and you look at people. We're going to love them. You know, there's a lot of people that are going to say, well, just because you don't agree with my agenda, you hate me. No, I don't hate anybody.
Right.
I never will. I never have.
Yeah.
I don't have to necessarily agree with you.
Yeah.
And I don't have to comply with you, but I'm going to tell you what Jesus says, and I'm going to show you the love of Christ, no matter what. And that's what we're all about, because we truly believe that the country is in a really weird state of flux right now. And the only, you know, no politician can fix it. No ballot measure can fix it. No budget can fix it. No celebrity, whether it be pastor or movie star, can fix it. God's the only person that can, is the only one that can fix all of this.
And we believe that there are signs of the move of God visibly taking place in our nation. We can see some of that. We're going to go to a Turning Point spot because I want you to connect this spot with what we're talking about today, and then we're going to go to a song that's entitled Even So Come. We're going to be back in just a moment. We still have a little time, and we want to just look a little more at what's happening. And I think one thing you said, 17,000 at one event, I believe that's a pretty clear picture that God is actually on the move. We'll be right back. Keep your dial set right here.
Hey, everybody, I'm Charlie Kirk. I'm excited to invite you to the Believers Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida, this July 26, 27, 28. The summit is more than an event. It is a mission to empower Christians across America to stand courageously for truth. Join us for an inspiring lineup of speakers, including Jensen Franklin, Ali Stuckey, Frank Turek, John Amanchuku, and so much more. We'll provide you with the practical knowledge and strategies to boldly live your faith with grace and conviction, deeply rooted in the gospel. Register now at tpusafaith.com/believers. I'll see you there.
Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be in church.
All right, and we are back. This is Wednesday Live. So glad that you are with us. And we have been celebrating more than my birthday today.
Yes, yes.
Which, thank you so much, Ma and Paul. You all always overdo it, and you didn't pick on any of my deficiencies in regards to chicken farming, so I appreciate that today. And I apologize to Chip, you know, for taking you to the farm, but that happens here on occasion. Chip, wanted to just run by you. We have a lot of pastors, a lot of church leaders, small group leaders, youth leaders, women's, men's leaders that are listening to our program, as well as a lot of people that are in local churches. How does a church become a part of Turning Point, and what does Turning Point offer the church, and what would be the next step?
So we at TPSA Faith, we have a lot of resources that we offer, especially to pastors. Specifically, we have one resource, Pastor Resource Library, that talks about issues that are in society and culture right now. That there's over 1,900 posts in there that the pastor can draw from to be able to do research, to be able to speak at his sermons, to have more references to, completely for free. And I'll blanket this. Everything that we do completely for free. We have amazing donors. We are completely privately funded. And our donors want to make sure that the church that has 10 people versus the church that has 10,000, they have the same quality of resources. So anything that
awesome.
We offer totally and completely for free. One of our biggest things is we offer a class called Biblical Citizenship. It's an 8-week course. It's video-based. Seth Tweedle, who is actually the new Citrus Regional Manager, will come to your church to kick it off. And Charlie, God love him, we even bring pizza on the first night.
Wow.
So no matter how many you have, we had one Biblical Citizenship class that started off with 600 people, and
Woo!
We brought enough pizza for 600 people. And it was... I thought Domino's was going to pass out when I called that order in.
They loved you.
Oh, they did. But we have those classes. We have classes on racism, like the Christian's response to racism. We have classes on if you want to start an addictions ministry, we have a class called Restored. It's a men's ministry about recovering from pornography addiction. We also have Faith in the Public Square. We have any number of classes that we offer. All are video-based. We provide you all the books. And I tell people a lot, you know, especially Biblical Citizenship, there are other groups out there that offer it. And if you want to go with a different group, you'll never hear me complain, just as long as I know you're doing something. But Biblical Citizenship's anywhere from $400 to $500 if you want to do it through another one of those groups. But because of our wonderful donors, we don't charge anything.
That's awesome.
And we also don't, you don't sign contracts, you don't sign any kind of like agreements with us. We just want you to get engaged. Another thing that we do for churches is we have what we call a faith group, where the church can band together in the name of TPUSA Faith and the church together. They become an extension of our 501c3. And what they do is they go out in the community and they'll go and they'll speak at the school boards, or they'll go out in the community and they'll go to the abortion clinics and minister to people at the abortion clinics, or they'll go do a voter registration drive. And we send them everything that they would need. So anything you can imagine that you would need for a voter registration drive, we're going to send you. We have a kit. We'll send you all of that complete kit. No, again, no paperwork, no cost, no charge. We'll send you everything that you need. If you want to go down and do a rally at an abortion, you know, if you want to do a pro-life rally, we'll send you everything that you need and provide grant money to be able to do that rally.
That's awesome.
Whether you as a church can do it, but you're not having to worry about coming out of pocket.
That's awesome.
And then we also have a movie that's out. It's called Letter to the American Church. It's a book written by a guy named Eric Metaxas.
Yeah.
Eric's a good friend of mine, and we turned his book into a movie last year. Movie is on our website. If you get our website, tpusafaith.com, you as an individual can watch it. But if you want to screen that movie at your church, you could go through Letter to the American Church and apply for the screening. I think the licensing fee is like $1,200 for you to be able to put that out at your church to your congregation, or you can give me a call and I can do that for you for free.
That's awesome.
We provide licensing. We also provide a media packet. We provide an advertising packet. We also provide individual graphics tailored to your church. So for every class, anything you do with us, we have graphics team in Arizona that markets your church for you. They provide everything that you need. And again, that's completely for free.
That's awesome. Now, one thing that that we had briefly talked about a couple weeks ago was in reference to Christian education.
Talk just a little bit about that, because that's something that's really on my heart.
So that's I love that you bring it up, and I know that we haven't talked about this before. Maybe you know about it, maybe you don't. But just before the Believer Summit that's happening in West Palm Beach, there's an Educator Summit that's happening at the same place. And if pastors want to come in and join in at the Educator Summit, or anybody wants to join in, they'll actually pay for your hotel room. Because we have a different division. So I'm with TPSA Faith. We have another division that's called Turning Point Academy. And Turning Point Academy is about bringing 5C Christian schools, classic Christian schools, to churches. So say that you're a church and you have that you really, really want a Christian school inside your church, but you don't know how to do it, or you don't have the funds to do it. Turning Point Academy will come in and they'll provide you everything that you need, down to the curriculum, all the way through everything that you need to be able to start up your own Christian school, private school, out of your church. And again, it's no charge. But see, the thing that we have about here in Florida is because we don't provide the teachers, right?
Right.
The wonderful thing that we have in Florida that's really making this work very, very well with Turning Point Academy is, courtesy of our governor, we've been given this credit where each student gets around $7,800 per student. You can take that, and that becomes a portion of your tuition to the church, which that pays for the teachers.
So we can bring the teachers.
So a church can truly have a classical 5C Christian school started up in their church for literally no cost. But that is the Turning Point Academy that we have. That's a different division. But they do have an Educator Summit. I think it's 2 days before. So it's going to be the Wednesday, Thursday before. And if you want to check that out, again, just go to, I'm not exactly sure what their website is, but if you go to tpusa.com, and then you look for divisions, then you'll be able to see where the division is for Turning Point Action. But yeah, education is not even for kids, but for the adults. It's paramount, because there's so many people out there that have heard so many things as adults that's completely not true. You know, and I ask all the time, I go to Christians, I tell me something that it's a political issue that you think pastors aren't preaching enough about. And they'll say transgenderism, they'll say abortion, they'll say CRT, they'll say open borders. And I say, well, can I tell you that those are biblical, and those are morality issues? Those are not political issues.
Exactly.
So that's what we work to educate against, is to get the Christians back in the mindset of where they need to be.
Before we close, some points that illustrate that God's not finished with us and God's still on the move. Any thoughts with that before you pray over our state here?
I will say that it is evident to me, and again I cover it in goosebumps when I start thinking about how God is truly starting to move, because we're seeing things that we've never seen before. You know, think about the a few weeks ago or a few months ago at Ashbury. You think about where you're hearing that the younger males at these high schools and these colleges for the first time are becoming conservative. Not only conservative, but they're leading prayer.
Yes.
At their high schools and at their colleges. You know, and if you look around, you see a shift that is a massive shift that it is turning around, but we've got to keep that momentum.
Keep it moving.
We can't look at it and just go, oh, that's great, everything's turning around, and then not do anything. We've got to keep it moving and keep it progressing, because God's on the move, God's on the march. I don't know why we had to go through what we went through in our country. Yeah. I have no idea what we will, maybe know on the other side of heaven, maybe. What I know and what I can see is right now is that God is marching, and we just got to step in line and follow behind him.
Amen. Wow. Once again, you have an event coming up, a great event that is going to take place in West Palm, the Believer Summit. Tell us the details.
Believer Summit's going to be July 26th, 27th, 28th. It's a 3-day event. It's going to be happening down at West Palm Beach Convention Center. It's going to be right now, general admission is only $20 for all 3 days. You can never, ever, you won't be able to find a conference that cheap anywhere around, especially with this kind of impact, because the leaders and the speakers that we're going to be bringing into this are truly some of the biggest names in the nation, and they are just wanted to come in and bless everybody. And again, pastors, I've said it before, but pastors and your spouse and any other kind of church leadership, associate pastors, executive pastors, we would like you for like you to come and be our guest of TPUSA Faith. We will provide you free VIP access. That's a $300 admission per person for you and your spouse. We'll provide it for you for free. Just call the station here. They can get in touch with me, and then we'll make the connection.
Good deal. Good deal. Would you lift up prayer? We'd like to just join in and call all of our listeners to pause for a moment and lift up this event, and that the Father's plan will be fully accomplished right here at the Believer Summit.
Absolutely. God, we just come to you, and we just thank you for being the amazing, wonderful Lord that you are, God. Yes. Sometimes we don't realize it or don't see it or don't understand it, how truly loving you are and caring you are for us, God, that we just think sometimes that we're just lucky and we're just fortunate. No, it's all you every single time. God, I want to pray over this event that's upcoming, Lord. I want to pray for every single soul that's going to be in